5 minutes of Monitor News on the Hour brought to you by General Mills, where better breakfasts begin with Cheerios, the delicious, nutritious oat cereal that's ready to eat. If you know your oats, you'll go for Cheerios. For the headlines, here is Herb Kaplow in Washington.
The Cuban ambassador to Haiti narrowly escaped death early today in Haiti when gunmen had ambushed him at the entrance to his home at Port-au-Prince. The gunmen, firing submachine guns, critically wounded the ambassador's chauffeur in the head and stomach. The ambassador's car was riddled with 52 bullet holes. Nikita Khrushchev has broadcast a report to the Soviet Union on his just-completed trip to Albania and Hungary. It includes a warning to the West about missile bases. More on this later. The big four foreign ministers met for 2 hours in Geneva today. The results are inconclusive. 16 people are hospitalized in St. Joseph, Missouri, after being injured by a racing car which flew into the bleachers last night. 2 people are seriously injured, one the car driver's 8-year-old son. The death toll in yesterday's train collision in Sao Paulo, Brazil, now stands at 56. About 60 others have been hospitalized for treatment of injuries. The Khrushchev Report in a few moments.
There's flavor news from Cheerios. Yes, people are talking about that toasted oat flavor that can't be beat. And they do mean Cheerios, the oat cereal ready to eat. Shaped like little O's for flavor toasting, round and round, through and through, bringing out all of Cheerios' unique taste and golden crispness. It's a breakfast to wake up an appetite any morning, and a breakfast that assures you of the nourishment you need to start your day. Vitamins like energy vitamin B1, plus important minerals and the power protein a Cheerios breakfast furnishes to help spark you to your sparkling best. All that nourishment, plus that wonderful Cheerios flavor and crispness. If you've tried Cheerios, you already know. If you haven't, there's a treat in store. Because if you know your oats, you're sure to go for the oat cereal ready to eat, Cheerios.
If you know your oats, and want to feel your oats, and want to taste how good an oat cereal can be, you go for Cheerios.
Once again, Herb Kaplow.
Nikita Khrushchev returned to Moscow this morning after visiting this past 2 weeks in Albania and Hungary. Soon after he stepped down the ramp leading from the jet airplane that carried him home, the Soviet leader was in the Moscow Sports Palace making what turned out to be a 45-minute radio television speech. Khrushchev called again for an atom-free zone in the Balkans. He warned if this is not accepted by the West, the Soviet Union may establish rocket bases in Albania and Bulgaria. Khrushchev coupled with this the warnings to Italy and Greece not to permit Western missile bases be set up on their territories. Said Khrushchev, if our proposals are not accepted by Greece and Italy, the Soviet Union, Albania, Bulgaria, and other countries of the Warsaw Treaty will be compelled to establish rocket launchers nearer to the enemy bases. Then he added, of course we can even now reach the Greek and Italian rocket bases from the Soviet Union. However, why should we send our missiles over such long distances when we can have a nearer and surer shot? These other points were made in the Khrushchev speech. Albania is strong. The Warsaw Pact is able to crush any aggressor. He had useful talks with East German Premier Grotewohl, also visiting Albania at the time, useful talks with Hungarian leaders. He also conferred with the Chinese Communist Defense Minister in Albania. Khrushchev said the Christian and Muslim clergy in Albania support the government. It is also interesting to note, said Khrushchev, but the local Roman Catholic priests have refused to take orders from the Vatican. They are obeying their government and take part in the socialist construction. The chairman of the Atomic Energy Commission said again this morning, we hope eventually to stop all nuclear weapons testing. John McCone told a graduation audience at Pennsylvania State University, while the radiation hazard from all testing up to now is not yet dangerous, unrestricted continued testing might create a serious hazard. McCone said the U.S. will not abandon its demand at the nuclear test talks in Geneva for a foolproof inspection system. Here in Washington, unidentified U.S. officials are represented as seeing some hope in the nuclear talks. Herb Kaplow, NBC News, Washington.
Now in state after state, Rambler is passing car after car. Rambler now outsells all but 2 other American cars in 12 key states like Maine, California, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Oregon. Every day, over 1,000 people switch to the 59 Rambler. The big reason? Rambler's got the best of both, big car room and comfort, small car economy and handling ease. See your Rambler dealer. Get his Saturday deal today.
Join the swing to success. Get a Rambler. It is 5 minutes after the hour by the world's most honored watch, Longines. Official 1959 Pan American Games. Official 1960 Winter Olympics. Official the world over for championship sports timing, Longines.
Bob Wilson, Monty Hall, monitor. Waiting for the Robert E. Lee, the Longines Chorus and Orchestra.
Watch him shuffling along. See him shuffling along. Go take your best gal, real pal. Go down to the levee, I said to the levee, and enjoy that shuffling throng. Hear that music and song. It's a big great day. Waiting on the levee, waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
Economy run proved. Mobile Gas Special. The new car gasoline. Try a tank full.
Thank you, Bob. I will. Suppose we might take time right now to say good morning and welcome the late risers who just joined us right about here?
Sure. Good morning and welcome to Monitor. I'm Bob Wilson, sitting in for Frank Blair.
And I'm Monty Hall for Don Russell. And how come you slept in so long? Now that we're properly introduced, what's cooking at this bug-free cookout today?
Well, let's see. The Monitor Gallimaufry comes from...
Wow.
Boating, fishing, war maneuvers, Ernie Kovacs, a nice tall glass of iced coffee in just a minute.
Constipation is something people don't talk much about, but it can be a problem for anyone, even doctors. And when constipation occurs, it's interesting to see just what doctors consider important about a laxative they might use or recommend. Now, a majority of the doctors we heard from had this to say. A laxative should be effective, gentle, as close to natural acting as possible, and a medicine that can be used with complete confidence. Well, pleasant-tasting chocolated Ex-Lax is effective. Overnight, it helps you toward your normal regularity. Ex-Lax is gentle. Next morning, it gives you the closest thing to natural action. And that's why many doctors and millions of people use Ex-Lax with complete confidence. Ex-Lax, the laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity gently, overnight. Is Ex-Lax in your medicine cabinet?
Now, the Monitor Boating Roundup brought to you by Evinrude, America's first choice in outboard motors.
Now a Monitor Sports Special, the United States Coast Guard Auxiliary stands for safety on the water, and that means more fun for you, the weekend mariner. For a report on the auxiliary's duties, we switch to Syracuse, where Dr. Justin Hoekstra, commander of the Syracuse Flotilla, is standing by with Bill O'Donnell.
Dr. Hoekstra, I believe most people are familiar with the operation of the Coast Guard, but Coast Guard Auxiliary, I'm afraid, might pose some questions. Here in Central New York, what function is played by the Coast Guard Auxiliary?
Well, first of all, the Coast Guard Auxiliary is a national organization which was set up by an act of Congress. Locally, we are represented by a flotilla consisting of about 40 men, all ardent boatmen. We conduct a number of different functions, the prime of which are public instruction courses in safe boating, courtesy motorboat examinations, search and rescue operations on the waterways of central New York, and cooperation with the regular Coast Guard with such things as regatta patrols and assistance in times of emergency.
Dr. Hoekstra, is there any so-called military discipline within a Coast Guard auxiliary, as, for example, in the Coast Guard itself or in the Navy?
There is in times when we are assisting the regular Coast Guard, as, for example, when we are patrolling a regatta. Here in central New York, for the past few years, we have patrolled the Intercollegiate Rowing Regatta on Onondaga Lake. At these times, we are actually under orders from the regular Coast Guard, and we have regular Coast Guard men on board with us. At this time, we act under orders.
Well, Dr. Hoekstra, what has your organization done recently in regards, say, to saving boats or people during an emergency situation?
Well, there was an instance on Oneida Lake last summer where a boat with a number of children and young adults on board sank. In this case, several of our auxiliaries went out in their own boats and rescued all individuals, and eventually the boat was also reclaimed.
Then the Coast Guard auxiliary is depended upon and even looked to help out in such emergency situations.
Very definitely.
Dr. Hoekstra, is the auxiliary inclusive of females as well as males?
Yes, it is. Females are also can be members of the auxiliary, and there are many women members throughout the country.
Does the auxiliary, say, conduct boat examinations periodically during the spring or summer?
We are very active in this, particularly in central New York. Last year, our local flotilla made over 800 boat examinations.
How about lock examinations, Doctor?
No, we do not examine locks at all.
Well, our thanks to you, Dr. Justin Hoekstra, the commander of the Syracuse Flotilla of the Coast Guard Auxiliary here in central New York. This is Bill O'Donnell returning you to monitor at Radio Central.
And thank you both, gentlemen.
Do you have a dream of getting more out of life, of having more family fun? Then the man to see is your Evan Road dealer. He'll show you how easily you can join the fun of outboard boating, America's fastest growing family recreation. Stop in and see the complete boating outfits on display in your Evinrude dealer's showroom. Look over his new 1959 Golden Jubilee Evinrude motors. 8 models from 3 to 50 horsepower. They're the finest in 50 years of outboard progress. If you'd like to try one, just tell your dealer you'd like to take a revelation ride. There's no obligation. The whole family will enjoy it, and you'll see how boating can fit into your future. While you're at your dealer's, pick up your free Evinrude booklets on water skiing and outboard fishing. They're packed with information on how to water ski and how to catch more fish. Every boating family should have them, and remember, they're free at your nearby Evinrude dealer's. Look him up in the yellow pages under Outboard Motors.
And now, the Evinrude question box. Amy Simple of White Plains, New York writes, "How far in the water should my trailer be when I launch my boat?" Well, Miss Simple, the water should never rise above the bottom of the hubcaps on your trailer wheels. Check your launching sight to be sure that the angle into the water is sharp enough to allow for easy launching. It is also suggested that you make a trial run before actually launching the boat. Joshua Montgomery of Philadelphia asks, "Where can I get information about the channel markers, buoys, and beacons?" Well, most good boating books will give you the information, Mr. Montgomery. We suggest that you check Geoffrey Smith's Power Boating Presented in Pictures, and Charles F. Chapman's Piloting, Seamanship, and Small Boat Handling.
The Monitor Boating Roundup was brought to you by Evinrude Outboard Motors. For your free copies of Evinrude's new water skiing and outboard fishing booklet, see your Evinrude dealer. We're on the Monitor Beacon. Take one. Thank you.
Ernie Kovacs, brought to you by L&M Cigarettes. L&M is low in tar with more taste to it. Don't settle for one without the other. Change to L&M and get them both.
They said it couldn't be done. They said you couldn't have a cigarette that's low in tar with more taste to it. But L&M did it. Low tar, more taste. L&M is kindest to your taste. That means more smoking enjoyment all day long. You've heard about L&M's miracle tip. Its extra filter fibers make L&M truly low in tar. And L&M's rich, slow-burning tobaccos bring you more exciting flavor than any other cigarette. Low in tar with more taste to it. Don't settle for one without the other. Change to L&M and get them both.
They said it couldn't be done. They said nobody could do it. But L&M is low in tar with more taste to it. L&M, don't settle for any other. Low tar, more taste. Don't settle for one without the other. L&M.
Here he is, Ernie Kovacs, the writer.
I have another postcard from our old screenwriter friend, Tuborg Bessemer, who writes, "Dear Ernie, as you know from my last postcard, I am now writing mystery pictures. I used the lines of dialogue you gave me, and now I have to write two more pictures. Can you give me some fresh lines, as I don't want Migraine Studios to say I'm getting stale?" Well, certainly, Tuborg. However, there are no fresh lines of dialogue for mystery pictures. They're the same old lines used over and over. But at any rate, here are some others that you'll find handy. Just wrap a flimsy plot around them, and you'll have two more feature films. Now, start with this one. "I want everybody that was in this room at the time of the murder to take his place exactly where he was when Mendel Cartwright was killed. Carruthers, you was in that chair by the fireplace. So was you, Miss Gelman. And I think you were too, Miss Melrose. And Miss Katkoff. I believe you were that chair too, that same one, Miss Lulemeyer. And Miss Nummer. Don't argue with me, Carruthers. I got a photographic memory. You too, Miss Peters, in the same chair. Let's see, Miss Lucas, Miss Prepper, Miss Brand, Miss Singleton. Carruthers, stick your head up high. I can't see you so good. Miss Talton, you was in that chair. Miss Gingo, Miss Hartman, and the rest of you who was standing around that piano. Everybody in the chair. Look here, Inspector. The bullet entered here, just below the ankle. Another went through his arm, another through his shoulder, two in the back. The knife wounds seem to be located in the chest and right calf. This 8-foot Wambezi spear caught him in the back of the neck, 7 arrows in the backs of his legs. Inspector, I am beginning to believe it wasn't suicide after all. I have made a deep study of these things. The vampires come after the sun goes down. They must put some wolfbane on the door and ride frog's legs in the little bag around her neck. Or is it that they put the wolfbane on the neck and the dried frog's legs on the door? Or was it dried frog's legs, or was it creamed mushrooms? Let me think. Watson, the man who did this, was 6 feet tall, walked with a limp in his right foot, wore saddle shoes with brown laces, ate pastrami sandwiches with English mustard, spoke Swahili, and wore suspenders inscribed to Albert with love, Daphne. How do I know all this? Elementary. Daphne told me, Watson.
Ernie Kovacs is also brought to you by RCA, the Radio Corporation of America, and RCA Victor, first in home entertainment.
That's stereo, but you can't hear it on radio. Sure, you can hear the music itself, but you're missing the thrill you'll get when you hear this same music on a new RCA Victor stereophonic high-fidelity Victrola phonograph. And RCA Victor has stereo Victrolas for every hi-fi taste. There's the Mark 9 with add-on matching companion unit, and the Mark III, a full-door console with four-speaker AM-FM radio. Fine furniture, fine stereo at your RCA Victor dealers.
Stay tuned to monitor for more laughs with Ernie Kovacs later today.
Say, Bob, we were talking earlier about that great American sport, bug-free barbecues.
Oh, yeah, with aerosol bombs.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, in Texas one time, I went to a huge cookout on the cattle ranch of a man who looked and even dressed like Ernest Hemingway.
You have insect spray to take care of uninvited guests?
Oh, he did that, yeah. Anyway, this cattle rancher was so fond of Hemingway, that he even had Hemingway book titles on signs all around the house.
Like what?
Well, over the big barbecue pit, for example, was the inscription, "For Whom the Bulls Toil."
For some more iced coffee, for some more iced coffee. Iced coffee perks you up as quick as a wink. So cooling and refreshing, the perfect summer drink. Iced coffee really satisfies your thirst. For refreshment at its best, think of iced coffee first.
Nothing refreshes like iced coffee. Make it fresh, full-flavored, and enjoy iced coffee whenever you're thirsty.
Also cool, Miss Monitor.
In Atlanta, the temperature is 65. Rain. New York City, 74. Partly cloudy. Zanesville, 71. Clear. Walla Walla, 54. Partly cloudy.
Albert, did you know Life magazine now costs only 19 cents?
Yeah.
You're brilliant, Albert.
An unnamed Middle East nation has been invaded by a simulated foreign power. The mission of the United States Army and Air Force to move in quickly to stop and drive out the aggressor. Well, it wasn't so long ago that something like this was reality. Fortunately, a huge and realistic maneuver this weekend at Pope Air Base and Fort Bragg, North Carolina, is just a training exercise. Monitor reporter Paul Mason is covering the event for us from someplace in the battlefield.
Well, we're reporting from right out here on the flight line at Pope Air Force Base here at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. This has been the center of activity here for the past 2 weeks in the operation of what the biggest Air Force and Army maneuver since the end of the Korean War, Operation Dark Cloud Pine Cone 2. Standing by, we have the chief of staff of the maneuver, and I think we're going to be able to catch him. He's just been out looking at the activities on this huge military base. His name is Air Force Brigadier General T.G. Kershaw. And General Kershaw is chief of staff of this operation. Wonder if you could pass along an explanation of exactly what has been going on here during the past couple of weeks.
This operation is a joint training operation, Air Force and Army. It's been in three phases. First phase, ground phase with the Army, with the drop of a battle group to link up with tanks on the ground, fight their way through resistance, and then, second phase, to redeploy the total division to dispersed bases for a re-entry into the area in what is known as third phase three. And one of the highlights is that we dropped around 4,000 troops in the envelopment, plus heavy engineer equipment, machinery, and bridges.
I wonder if you could give us an idea of some of the things that are being airlifted here. I understand that just about the only thing that you don't carry away is the hangar to put the airplane in.
Well, that's about it. With the number of vehicles and aircraft in this show, we are totally resupplying by air and using the most modern equipment for bulk handling of gasoline, heavy machinery for bridge work, and construction.
Well, now, in the course of this operation, the huge cargo planes, the 124 Globemasters, the 130s, and a great many aircraft are out here. Right now, we see some jets that are warming up for a tactical mission. General Kershaw, I wonder if you could give us an idea of exactly the purpose of the entire two-week exercise and just who has been taking part in this program.
Well, we've gone over the troop carrier and ground force phases. General Basilio, the air commander, and also deputy maneuver director is here.
Do you think we could go over and get a word with him, sir?
Here he comes now.
This exercise is a training maneuver involving the 82nd Airborne Division of the U.S. Army and approximately 300 Air Force aircraft. Of these 300 aircraft, 120 are the reserve troop carrier aircraft that's operated by our reserve forces, approximately 60 regular Air Force troop aircraft, and 120-odd National Guard tactical fighters, fighter bombers, and so forth. Our reserve and Air National Guard forces that are here in this exercise are representing some 26 states of the United States, small units from each of the organizations in the various states. They were called in to test their ability to see if they could drop their civilian jobs, organize their crews, and engage in a simulated combat exercise in a matter of hours.
And Monitor will be on hand this weekend to cover the operations here on this huge military reservation in North Carolina as Monitor looks in on the operation of Dark Cloud Pinecone 2, the largest maneuver to take place in the military since Korea. Paul Mason reporting from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and here on the strip at Pope Air Force Base, we return you to Monitor at Radio Central.
Thank you, gentlemen. We'll return to the North Carolina battleground for another report this afternoon.
Wonder if the Chiggers are as bad down that way as they were before World War II.
Oh, I understand the troops don't have much trouble that way anymore.
And now Bridgeport, your very best spray to keep insects away, brings you Jonathan Winters at the ballpark.
Friends, I was out there pitching tonight. I couldn't even finish the first inning. Oh, there's flies and mosquitoes and gnats. I was a bit silly. Oh, I'm going to quit baseball unless I can use Bridgeport Bug Bomb.
Fans, for a bug-free summer, use Bridgeport Bug Bomb, the all-purpose bomb for flying and crawling bugs. Bugs can't get away from a Bridgeport spray. Remember,
use Bridgeport Bug Bomb and get rid of them bugs, or don't pitch no more.
Dum-de-dum, Don Redman. But by the way, driving today, please drive with care.
How's this for gas mileage? In the mobile gas economy run, 47 brand new cars averaged 19.44 miles per gallon. All cars used mobile gas special, the new car gasoline. It's the one gasoline that gives you this proved mileage economy. Try it in your new or late model car. Make your vacation driving your own economy run. Get mobile gas special, the new car gasoline for top miles per gallon. You'll discover your miles ahead with mobile.
Bob, look out behind me.
There's a man looking back there. Yeah. I see him around Radio Central Journal, I think his name is. Yeah. Soon's about to snatch our microphones right away from us.
Let him get his 2 cents worth in. We'll be right back.
He gets a lot for 2 cents.
Don't go away.
This is Monitor, the NBC Weekend Radio Service.
Sammy Davis Jr. on a slow boat to China, and the Richard Heyman Orchestra playing the theme song from Moulin Rouge. You know, music is much more enjoyable if you listen to it with your eyes shut.
It's also more enjoyable if people listen to it with their mouths shut.
Well, I never... All right, I'll take it and play the music. Gee.
There is no verse to this song, 'cause I don't wanna wait a minute too long to tell you I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone. Get you and keep you in my arms evermore, and leave all your lovers crying faraway shore. Out on the briny with a moon big and shiny, melting your heart of stone. I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone. With a moon big, fat, and shiny, melting, melting, melting your heart of stone. Listen to me, baby, I'd love to get you on a small little junk to China. Slow boat to China, all to myself alone.
It is 35 minutes after the hour by Lone Jean, the world's most honored watch, the world's most honored gift, treasured symbol of your regard, lifetime memento of an important occasion. Lone Jean, the world's most honored watch.
Bob Wilson and Monty Hall in a bug-free Radio Central with a tall glass of iced coffee.
And another half hour of Monitor fun, excitement, and melody coming your way, including Bob and Ray, a Ray Besto sports special, more of the Parisian melodies of David Rawls, and a trip to Copenhagen for a chat with an electric brain yak yak.
We're not quite sure what language the brain speaks, but that's life.
Bronson, is it true that Life magazine now costs only 19 cents?
Yes, Chief.
You're fired. I can't stand a yes man.
Monitor reporter Lee Feed, wandering around Europe in search of someone to talk to, finally found an electronic brain that seemed to measure up to his standards.
Lee once had told me about a fellow he met that was so bad about making decisions that every time he made up his mind, he was courting disaster.
Let's see what Lee Feed's up to now.
Yeah, let's.
I'm here in wonderful Copenhagen, in the ultra-modern new SAS air terminal in Midtown. Right now, we're down in the message center, and I'm standing in the presence of one of those awesome beasts that they call an electronic brain. I'll hold the microphone over it so you can hear how it goes. That, monitor listeners, is an electronic brain thinking. And here with me is Mr. Werner Buck, who is the Chief of Communications for SAS, and we're going to ask him a few questions on what this brain can do. Mr. Buck, what does this electronic brain over here do for SAS?
This brain keeps a full record for all SAS flights on all legs, how the situation is, if you can sell a ticket or not.
Mm-hmm. How long does it take to get an answer on that?
It only takes one-third of a second.
One-third of a second after the question is put to this electronic brain over here, you get your answer on whether you can sell a seat on an SAS flight.
Yes, that's right.
Anywhere in the world?
Anywhere in the world, yes.
And on how many legs?
We have 225 flights per week, and I guess that it means between 1,000 and 1,500 legs per week.
That's fantastic. And how long a period will it give you an answer? Say, for instance, if I wanted to leave here next month, 31 days from now, will it answer that too?
Not 31 days, but 30 days you could get the answer. Oh, I beg your pardon, you say 30?
If I want to leave Copenhagen 31 days from now, say, and go to Cairo, will this thing answer?
Yes.
In one-third of a second, I get the answer on whether I can fly from Copenhagen to Cairo 31 days from now.
Yes, up to 70 days ahead.
Up to 70 days?
Yes.
It will give you the answer in one-third of a second?
Yes.
How does this thing work exactly? How does the reservations clerk get his answer?
He has a machinery, like an adding machine on his desk, and he puts some plate into it where the route is listed.
Yeah.
Then he has to push some buttons about the class and the dates and the points between which to travel.
And then
he presses the button asks, and one-third of a second afterwards he has his reply.
It's either a green light or a red light. Green light he can sell, red light he cannot sell,
yeah.
Or...
And green and red, it means maybe you have to ask at first.
Well, we'll get back to this electronic monster just a little bit later and how smart it is. But right now, this is Lee Feed in Copenhagen, returning you to Monitor in Radio Central.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, and thank your electronic brain for us, too. The only thing that bothers me is that those things are going to replace us all one of these days.
Oh, your wife isn't going to like that, Monty.
No, and that's a message for her, and here's a message meant for you.
You can see how good it tastes now. Taste it. Morgan David Wine.
Real cool, that's what you'll say. That's how you'll feel when you make yourself a tall, frosty, summertime cooler with Morgan David Wine. Mix Morgan David with soda or ginger ale, or try it with your favorite fruit juice. Get Morgan David Wine. Enjoy deliciously different coolers all spring and summer. Specially sweetened natural wine produced and bottled by the Morgan David Wine Corporation, Chicago, Illinois.
Ah, the sweet music of Paris, played by David Rose and his orchestra.
Ah, the sweet music of Paris, paid for by Simca. You savvy Simca, Don?
Eh oui. Simca is the four-door family-size car imported from Paris by Chrysler.
The car that can save you hundreds of dollars a year in gasoline alone.
Now, music by David Rose.
Donkey Serenade.
Thank you.
And for luxury, take a test and you will see performance and economy. Chances are it will be your Sherry.
Test Drive, the longest, widest, heaviest, and most powerful of all leading economy imports. The front engine car with all the luxury features built in. Heater, defroster, resettable daily mileage indicator, electric windshield wipers, automatic choke, turn indicators, and even plush reclining seats in most models. Simca, the car with 14 world's endurance records. Only with the family size Simca do you get four-door convenience, Parisian design, a 12-volt battery, four-speed transmission, Uniguard body, and oversized brakes. And you get it for so little, you'll be amazed.
Beep, beep. You're on the monitor beacon. Take one.
Monitor merry-go-round continues on its merry way with none other than Bob and Ray coming up in just a bit.
Meanwhile, in our bugless fishbowl, here we sit.
And now, Bridgeport, your very best spray to keep insects away, brings you Jonathan Winters as Granny Frickert on the telephone.
Hello, Granny.
Gee, son, I want to thank you for that Bridgeport slug-a-bug. The grandchildren are just having a ball playing a new game called Kill. They're killing the mosquitoes and the flies and the gnats. It's so much fun with Slug-a-Bug.
That's right. Bridgeport Slug-a-Bug is fast and safe. Safe to use near children, food, and pets. Remember, bugs can't get away from a Bridgeport spray.
And now, Bob and Ray, brought to you by L&M Cigarettes.
We've stepped up our NBC guided tour coverage during this busy season so that we may chat with more and more people of the many who are visiting New York. You, ma'am, you are from out of state?
Yes, I am. I'm from, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, Willimantic, Connecticut.
Willimantic, Connecticut. I am familiar with it. That's beautiful country up that way.
This is Admiral Perry.
Thank you, and let's talk to this gentleman here. You are?
Freddie Bushwell.
And Bushwell, what's, is that Scotch, Freddie?
No, it's rye, buddy.
No, I mean the name. Is it derived from Scottish?
All of that, yes, it is.
Where are you from, my friend?
I'm from not too far from where this lady's from, Reno, Nevada.
Well, that's some distance, of course.
Well, I'd hate to walk it.
Yeah, I say so. What are you doing on your trip to New York that's exciting? Have you seen any of the historical sites? Of the
what is there to see around here, really?
Well, up the river here is where Major Andre capitulated.
Is that right?
And there are quite a few. Of course, there are sites like the Statue of Liberty and the Empire State Building. All good taste.
It's okay, tourists. Probably for historians or historical students. But, I mean, not for a lush like me.
Well, okay, Freddie, and nice to talk to you. I hope you enjoy the rest of the tour and drop back again to see us sometime.
I will. It's been okay.
I'll back inside.
They said it couldn't be done. They said nobody could do it. But L&M is low in tar with more taste to it.
Yes, L&M is kindest to your taste. L&M's patented miracle tip makes L&M truly low in tar. And L&M's rich, slow-burning tobaccos guarantee more taste. Low in tar with more taste to it.
Don't settle for one without the other in L&M.
They said it couldn't be done. But Bob and Ray will be back for more laughs later today. Right now, here's Johnny Nash to sing Baby, Baby, Baby.
Come on and look. Come on and love me. Come on and love me. As I love you. As I love you. Baby, baby, baby. Love me, love me, do. Love me true. The way that I love you. Baby, 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 I'm the kind of guy who would want to die if you should say we're through. You smile and I'm happy, you frown and I'm blue. For me there's no sunshine unless shines for you. Hey, baby, 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 take me, please. Put my heart at ease. Love me as I love you. Kind of guy who would just want to die if you should say we're through. Now you smile and I'm happy, you frown and I'm blue. For me there's no sunshine unless the sun shines on. Thank you.
some more iced coffee. Pour some more iced coffee. Iced coffee perks you up as quick as a wink. So cooling and refreshing, the perfect summer drink. Iced coffee really satisfies your thirst. For refreshment at its best, think of iced coffee first.
Nothing refreshes like iced coffee. Make it fresh, full-flavored, and enjoy iced coffee whenever you're thirsty.
Time's running out.
And so's my iced coffee. Time for another glass.
But Happy Monitor never ends. In a little bit, you'll be hearing from famous outdoor cooking expert Jim Beard, who'll drop in here at Bugless Radio Central to tell us how to have fun at a cookout.
This afternoon, Monitor will go to Happy Hello CC for the Round of the Champion Golf Competition and to Lime Rock Raceway for the 150-mile pro sport car race, which reminds me, driving today, drive carefully.
Mobil Products, first choice of champions in the Indianapolis 500. Many of these veteran drivers choose Mobil Products to power and protect their valuable engines in America's toughest auto race. Take a tip from the champions. Use Mobil Products in your new or late model car, like Mobil Gas Special, the new car gasoline. Mileage proved in the Mobil Gas Economy Run. Try the new car gasoline for top miles per gallon. You're miles ahead with Mobil.
June, joy, and rapture will sadly fade away. But our Miss Monitor, she's here to stay.
In Atlanta, the temperature is 65, rain. Joliet, 74, fair. Nantucket, 60, partly cloudy. North Platte, 68, fair. Dubuque, 75, partly cloudy. Washington, 75, clear. Milwaukee, 68, partly cloudy. Louisville, 71. Fair. Fargo, 74, partly cloudy. Newark, 77, fair. Dubuque, 75, partly cloudy.
Albert, did you know Life magazine now costs only 19 cents?
Yeah.
You're brilliant, Albert.
Monitor Sports, brought to you by Raybestos Brake Linings. They're proving ground-tested for your safety.
Now a Monitor Sports special. One day after the United States Open Golf Tournament on Sunday, June 14th, an important exhibition will be played at the Woodway Country Club in Stamford, Connecticut. The match will be staged for the benefit of the American Cancer Society. And here to fill us in with the details is Jack Flaherty, General Chairman. He's chatting with Monitor Sports Editor Paul Jonas.
Jack, who will be playing in the exhibition?
Sam Snead, Jack Burke Jr., George Bear, and Dan Galgano, a professional at the Woodway Country Club.
Good. I was going to ask you who he is, because we know the first three, but I've never heard of Mr. Galgano. Tell me, do you expect to have the U.S. Open winner there?
Yes, we do.
And who do you think it will be, Snead or Burke?
Sam Snead.
You're pretty positive of that right now.
Yes.
Huh? Good. Well, now tell me this. Suppose the U.S. Open ends in a tie with Snead and Burke. What will you do?
We'll definitely secure two other players.
Jack, will there be any special events held in conjunction with the match?
We plan to have a clinic prior to the start of the match for about 15 minutes.
And how much are the tickets?
Tickets are $2. Very reasonable.
Yes, that is reasonable. That, of course, includes the clinic.
The clinic, yes.
Very good. Now, all the proceeds, I understand, will go to the American Cancer Society. Is that right?
All the proceeds will go to the American Cancer Society.
Jack, do you know whether this is the first one, first match, where the proceeds will go to the Cancer Society?
To my knowledge, the first in the East. Definitely the first in Connecticut or the metropolitan area.
Now, Jack, you were golf pro and general manager of the Woodway Country Club for 30 years, I believe through 1952. In your opinion, do today's golfers have the color of the Hagans, Sarazens, and Armours?
Yes, I think they do. We have many of the... We have, of course, more of the young golfers today than we had in that period. And many of those fellows have proved themselves accordingly by winning popular tournaments.
What is your view of the current tournament trail? Are there too many tournaments, or would you, like a great many others, like to see a major and minor league tournament each week, you know, just as we have in baseball?
No, I don't think there are too many tournaments. We have many more golfers today than we had a decade ago, and certainly many more than two decades ago, and golf is very popular today, and people want to follow the tournament stars.
Well, Jack, good luck to your tournament at Woodway Country Club, and good luck to you. And now this is Paul Jonas returning you to Monitor at Radio Central.
Incidentally, for anyone interested in watching Sam Snead and Burke and Bear et al. In action at Woodway on June 14th, here are directions on how to reach the course. Take Stamford Exit 36 off the Merritt Parkway or Exit 9 off the Connecticut Turnpike.
Don't learn about bad brakes by accident. If your brake pedal is low, have your brakes checked immediately. Where? Where you see the big Raybestos 7-point brake check sign. You'll get a quick, thorough check of the danger spots where brake troubles begin. Your brakes are adjusted and your car road tested. Now, if your brakes need relining, you'll get proving ground-tested Raybestos. Look for the big Raybestos 7-point brake check sign. Remember, not all brake linings are as safe as Raybestos.
Monitor Sports has been brought to you by Raybestos Brake Linings. They're proving ground tested for your safety. For the best and most comprehensive sports news, stay tuned to Monitor.
This is Monitor, the NBC Weekend Radio Service. ¶¶